I just want to start out by asking, how would you describe the success in this roughly 50 days or so since you issued your executive order aimed at addressing the fentanyl crisis, specifically in downtown Bellingham? I know it's still early to judge, but what are your thoughts so far?
It is very early. We're about 50 days in, so just over a month and a half. And we're getting feedback, both qualitative about what it feels like for members of the community and business owners. And we're also looking at some early quantitative data to support the city's actions and if we're accomplishing the intention of the executive order. And really, the executive order was about layering in some stabilization actions to create a safer downtown for all. And I would say both that leading data and the qualitative feedback that we're getting show that we are making some positive changes. And so I would say our early indications are encouraging.
Right. So, yeah, I do want to dive into some of that quantitative data in just a little bit here. But what specific areas have you seen this improvement?
Downtown looks and feels more vibrant. When you navigate through the downtown right now, I see more members of the community shopping and being present. Our alleyways in particular look noticeably cleaner and brighter. And we hope that that we're just building on that foundation there. And from my conversations with individuals that both live downtown and work downtown, things feel different as that they navigate to and from the places where they live and work. So I would say that's primarily what we're seeing right now in the downtown.
So in these talks you've had with people around downtown, what feedback have you gotten from business owners, even law enforcement and first responders that are responsible for a lot of this?
Well, feedback that I've received from downtown business owners are almost overwhelmingly positive. I've received emails from multiple business owners expressing gratitude for seeing an increased presence for first responders downtown. And I've had, business owners come up to me and say in person that they've been able to modify some of their contracts for private security that they were paying out of pocket themselves to create an safe experience for their customers. And they're leaning less on those private options since the executive order. And really, that's real and direct savings for those businesses. But it was really encouraging. One of those business owners was saying that they're going to take those cost savings and parlay it into innovative ways to fill some vacant retail storefront that they have downtown. And so that could look like reduced rents for startup businesses. It could look like hosting an incubator space. And so that kind of feedback is really encouraging to me. That's directly the kind of impact that we want to have to create that virtuous cycle upward downtown. Another example I've heard is from the Spark Museum that's going to be launching a campaign here to fundraise for a world-class children's science museum. And there was a moment in time where they weren't sure if they wanted to make that kind of investment in downtown. And they're feeling more confident and they're going to proceed with this new experience that will be amazing for children in Whatcom County, Skagit County. And so when I hear stories like that from business owners, that is the kind of impact that we were hoping to have, and we're looking to build on those. When I talked with first responders downtown, I think that they feel like they are making a difference right now. And in particular, our community paramedics, which have been relocated to that community safety office, feel much more connected, and that their presence in that space is enabling them to support people more quickly for an overdose response call, and also just to be able to navigate and walk downtown and check in on people, offer all kinds of assistance, whether it's wound care or offers of support for housing or other needs. And so I think they're feeling like they're playing an important role and have a job to do right now in a way that they didn't, they felt more disconnected. So I think all of that together is a positive development.
Yeah. So when you're talking about those business owners and them being able to put that money into other stuff, going towards downtown, what conversations have you had about the economic effects of this cleaner downtown? Is this something that you could see as it being more attractive for people to get, you know, even commercial real estate or that sort of thing downtown? And is that more of a long-term thing in your eyes?
Oh, I think we are really, so when we launched the executive order, we really acknowledged that this was a set of kind of emergency stabilization actions connected to the fentanyl crisis. And it was the beginning of actually a set of actions that will be part of a comprehensive plan with, that is focused on downtown. And so the city is meeting in a large cross-departmental team every other week right now to do that kind of planning about what comes next. And conversations about economic development and attracting businesses into the commercial core are a big part of that conversation. And we see, I would say that Fjällräven, the new retailer coming into the commercial streets storefront, is a positive development, and we're looking to build from there.
So have there been any challenges so far in fulfilling the objectives that the order looked to accomplish?
That's a great question. I would say that the city has a limited set of tools in its toolkits to take actions right now. And what was encouraging is that the county is working to recognize and address, the county council took action to recognize and address the fentanyl crisis in their way. They're calling on executives to do to take a similar executive order. And so we need the county to be a partner in this, especially because the county is the seat of public health for Whatcom County. And so the health agency, the Whatcom County Health Department, is just a key ally in this work. And so having them take similar actions and recognition is important. And this is beyond just even Whatcom County. Of course, you know, the opioid crisis and in particular the impacts of fentanyl in our community are having devastating impacts on our local tribes. It's across the state and it's across the nation. So we need the state and our federal partners to be part of this work as well.
So when you say, would the challenge be that you don't have enough resources, or what specifically is would the county be able to bring that maybe you're lacking a little bit here?
I think the county is going to be an important partner when we look at what is a post-overdose response look like. Are we able to create a new protocol for how we support people after they experience an overdose from fentanyl? Are we able to offer, so one area of conversation is about medicated alternative treatment and offering alternatives so that individuals that are addicted to fentanyl are not relying on, you know, the dangerous and uncertain nature of what is available on the streets that we know that has deadly consequences. And so can we get them on medicated, prescribed alternatives? And so the county will be an important partner in evaluating if we change our overdose response protocols. We are in conversation with some local tribes about bringing up some mobile medical units to do kind of to prescribe and deliver Suboxone or methadone to support people with safer alternatives who are addicted. And you know, the ultimate goal of all of that work is to give people a chance to for recovery. And so the health department will be a key in that.
Absolutely. And kind of while we're on the topic, Whatcom County recently saw its first death from xylazine or Trank. Is that the topic of any conversations you're having, and how seriously is that being taken?
Well, I think it's very serious. We've been looking at that for almost a year now and checking to see if any of our overdose deaths were connected to Trank. And obviously, it's an area of concern. Trank is often mixed with fentanyl, and it is not an opioid. It's a sedative. And so Narcan has been an incredible life-saving tool connected to the fentanyl crisis, but it is not effective on Trank because it doesn't work in the same way. And so we're deeply concerned if we see more Trank in our community, what that will mean for individuals that are experiencing substance use disorder. It's very concerning.
So kind of going back to the executive order and its effects on downtown Bellingham, you're talking about quantitative data kind of backing up its success. Is there any tangible change you can share, like statistics, or what are you looking for that's going to signal this is working?
Yeah, so I would say that some of the early data is that because we've created that community safety office and that hub downtown, that we are noticing that we have a quicker response time to reports of individuals that have overdosed. And when we're able to get on the scene more quickly, there's less acuity in the patient. And so we're able to respond more quickly, and that our time on the scene to support an individual as we're stabilizing them has been reduced. And so there's less time on scene. If there's an overdose with chest compressions needed, we typically send 8 to 10 first responders. That is what our procedures call for and the best practice. So that's a significant number of paramedics and EMS personnel responding to each overdose. So it looks like if we're there more quickly on the scene, we spend less time stabilizing and reviving the patient. And so we're able to direct those trained medical personnel back to other calls and needs in the community broadly. And so we look at that leading indicator as a measure of success. We're also, we are looking and monitoring at arrests downtown. And there has been a noticeable increase in the number of people cited for illegal drug-related crimes downtown. And at the same time, we haven't seen a commensurate increase in citations for people for things like sitting and lying. So really, this is focused on just disrupting the impactful illegal behavior. And it's not a punitive measure for people just being in our downtown. And so I would say that some of that data is what we're looking at as a measure of success in a quantitative way.
Are those response time statistics available online? Is there anywhere I can find that?
You know, we are looking at how we're creating a public-facing dashboard to share with the public. We're meeting weekly here at the city and checking in. I have weekly standing meetings with our public works director and fire and police chief. And we're working on figuring out exactly what are we measuring and how can we create a public-facing report to the community. We want to make sure that we're being transparent as we go about our progress. So I can absolutely have our communications team share some specific data, but we don't have that available on our website yet.
Okay. So what have you learned so far from overseeing this? This was kind of your first big action as mayor in your first term. What have you learned so far from overseeing this process?
Well, I think that there is an absolute willingness among city employees to answer the call to do more in support of our community. And, you know, I'm hearing from both, you know, police and fire, our first responders, that it feels good to be engaged in activities that are supporting Bellingham and moving us forward. And, you know, there was a willingness to jump in and answer this call. And we're just excited about where we head from here. And, you know, we're taking these short-term stabilization actions, but we really have a long-term vision about what comes next in the downtown. And so we have this cross-departmental team, and we have community development, and we're thinking about multimodal transportation, like the Holly Bike Lane project we're excited to bring downtown. We've received several hundred thousand dollars in an additional grant from the tourism, Whatcom County Tourism, to support community events downtown. And our team is excited about thinking about what are those event opportunities and, what is a sustained and continued investment in economic development look like downtown? And then what are those capstone catalytic development projects where we get more people living downtown and activating that space because they've lived there? And so it's been really exciting to be engaged in that longer term, bigger picture thinking about where we go from here. And it's so important because downtowns define communities. They define the cities. If you think about as you travel across this country or in other countries, really your reflections of a city is connected to the experience in its core. And we don't want what was happening in our downtown core these last few years to define Bellingham. We're so much more than that. And it's been really inspiring for me to watch the city team engage in this big picture thinking about what is possible and where we're heading next. And we're really working in a one Bellingham approach to do that work and coming out of our departmental silos to invest and reimagine downtown.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about what's going well for this executive order, how it's improved downtown a lot. What specific aspects of it do you think could use improvement? This is still pretty early on, as we noted, almost like a trial period for it. I'm sure there's things that you're still working out the kinks in and seeing how they can get better. Is there anything that you currently going on that you think could use improvement?
So one of the things that the executive order called for was for the police department to work collaboratively with the sheriff's office in support of their drug and gang task force. And those conversations about how that will work are still ongoing. So that is part of the executive order that is still in process. And we're still navigating exactly what that would look like. I think we also have challenges connected to hiring and fully staffing out our police department so that we can have that complement of specialized units that really reflects a community policing model. And that work is ongoing. And while we're doing amazing work recruiting and bringing people in right now, it's happening simultaneously to what kind of we're experiencing in that kind of silver tsunami where we're having a lot of officers, a lot of commissioned officers are eligible for retirement. And so it's a little bit like we're rowing upstream. As we're bringing on officers, we're also acknowledging the realities of where our workforce is at in BPD and working to navigate retirements at the same time. So I would highlight those two areas as, an area of focus where there's more work to be done. And then I think really it is a sustained conversation with our local tribes, county partners, to ask for more support from at the state level and federal level. That is an ongoing conversation. Governor Inslee has yet to declare fentanyl an emergency in Washington, and neither has the Biden administration. And actions like that could increase funding for communities like ours to be more nimble and responses to the needs that we're seeing in our community.
Yeah, so that kind of leads into my next question about what about the parts of the order that weren't aimed at downtown? There's efforts to expand education, offering more resources to rebuild the community. How are those going, or have they been implemented yet, or has the focus been more on downtown so far?
The focus really has been more on downtown, but we are excited that the county's resolution calls for that education component. So we'll be working with them and, again, partnering with the Whatcom County Health Department on what that looks like. And, of course, we'll be working with other partner nonprofit agencies to do that work. I think there is still much work to be done. We are just 50 days in, and so this will be a body of ongoing work and a key focus for my administration for months to come.
Gotcha. So just one last question for you. What are the priorities and next steps to continue addressing the fentanyl crisis downtown? Are there new things coming in the next months that are going along with this executive order that you're planning out? Or what are the priorities going forward this year?
Well, I think the priorities are continuing to monitor and refine our metrics. And, we're all interested in really taking a look around the 3-month mark and again at 6 months. That feels like enough runway for us to really get that quantitative look. And then, one thing that I call for in my personal philosophy is let's take action and then let's have a willingness to measure how we're doing and adapt as needed. So, really around that 6-month mark, I think we'll be convening with our partners, especially at the county level, and, taking a look, what have been the impacts of these actions and what changes do we need to make? So I think we're all approaching this with a willingness to adapt as needed. And I'm excited to see where we go from here.
All right. Well, that's everything I had. Is there anything else just on the topic you wanted to talk about or you think is important to note?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk more about this. And, it does feel like we're making a positive difference for the Bellingham community and Whatcom County broadly. And I would just invite all of your listeners, if you haven't been downtown in a while, please come back. Come back to the farmer's market or shop at your favorite store downtown right now. Many businesses are telling me that their cash registers year over year are down 40-50%. And that isn't sustainable for them. We want to make investments in our small, local, independent businesses. So come back to downtown if you've stepped away.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mary Lund. Really appreciate it. And good luck going forward with everything.
Yeah, thank you.